Now to the other big story this week. During the Cold War, you may remember, if a U.S. or Soviet leader canceled a summit meeting, the whole world would hold its breath. But yesterday, President Obama announced his decision to cancel a summit meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin, and the world basically shrugged. Is it only about the granting of asylum to NSA leaker Edward Snowden that has provoked this move, or is it what U.S. officials say are issues of trade, missile defense, and human rights as well? Joining us now to discuss the implications of the cancellation is Kimberly Martin, professor of political science at Columbia University's Barnard College. Welcome, Kimberly.
Thank you, John.
So should we be paying attention to this summit meeting, or is it more important to be paying attention to the meeting with the John Kerry, Chuck Hagel, and their Russian counterparts in Washington between now and the end of the week?
I think that meeting on Friday in Washington is much more important. And really, Obama didn't have a choice. Putin gave him a personal slight, and he did just the right thing by giving a personal slight back to Putin.
So how can John Kerry, Secretary of State, and Defense Secretary Hagel accomplish anything significant when it seems as though the White House has put everything with U.S.-Russian relations into a deep freeze? Is Kerry just forging ahead on his own?
I don't think anyone has very high expectations for new cooperation between Russia and the United States at the moment, but it is important to keep the relationship in motion, especially because of U.S.-Russian cooperation and the withdrawal from Afghanistan, and also the need for cooperation against North Korea and Iran.
So would we look for, I mean, because when you were last on this program, you said that it appears as though Putin wants to get out from under this Snowden avalanche. And that in terms of policy, he much more values the other bilateral issues between the U.S. and Russia than this Snowden question and getting a propaganda victory. Does that mean that we could conceivably get a concession on North Korea, get a concession on one of these other issues to maybe bring the relationship back under the tent?
Well, you know, Putin is really trying to balance several different informal groupings that are at the top of the Russian state. And I think where we should be looking right now is whether there's any movement on Syria. Saudi Arabia gave a really interesting proposal yesterday saying that they would buy a large number of armaments from Russia if there were some concession in terms of future UN Security Council resolutions about the Assad regime. So that's where we might see some movement.
Is that conceivably a partly U.S. initiative to get the Saudis to sort of tap the Russians on the shoulder?
I wouldn't be surprised if it's just a recognition that economics as well as security is what's really driving the Putin regime, and that he's trying to balance all of these different individuals who are really at the top trying to influence Russian policy.
Based on your notion of the relationship between Putin and Obama, what's really lost by this meeting not happening? And the president will still be in Russia for the G20.
Well, I think there was a real effort in the spring for the two sides to reach out to each other at a personal level. And my interpretation of this is that Putin just got pushback from people who were more hardliners within his administration, saying that an outreach to Obama wasn't worth it. He did have a choice. He didn't have to give Snowden the year-long ability to stay in Russia. He could have given him a three-month administrative decision instead.
And he could, of course, reverse at any time, right? I mean, he still has the Snowden card in the sense that he could suddenly decide, Snowden, you looked at me wrong. You're going back to the airport.
We don't know where Snowden is, and I think that's intentional because it does still leave room for a possible U.S.-Russian deal in the future.
So we wouldn't call that asylum. We would call that a prisoner.
Well, there's been an interesting discussion of what happens to people who seek asylum in Russia. They're not always treated all that well by the Russians.
Huh. So Snowden, in a sense, has completely reset the U.S.-Russian relationship in the short term. That's either an indication of the power of Snowden or the fragility of the U.S.-Russian relationship during this Obama second term.
He was an accident that nobody wanted, but I think more than anything else, it demonstrates just how much there's back and forth within the Russian administration, and no one is sure what direction will come next.
What about back and forth in the White House or the Department of State?
Obama has his own domestic politics to worry about, doesn't he?
But does he have John Kerry to worry about? Would Kerry prefer to do something differently, do you think?
Oh, I think everybody, both the Democrats and the Republicans, supported Obama in the decision that he made yesterday.
Kimberly Martin, professor of political science at Columbia University's Barnard College, talking about the cancellation yesterday announced by President Obama of a scheduled summit meeting later this year between Vladimir Putin and the president. Kimberly, thanks so much.
Thank you, John.